the comic book haters, taking a look at some old titles, and a debut segment, The Umbrella Man's 6-Minute Hate. Don't miss this episode, fans. Now let's get ready and enjoy the show.
All right, let's get started with that word of encouragement, The Umbrella Man. I mean, from the Harry Potter. Guys, comic book haters.
Cappy!
Cappy's with us, making his presence known.
Right, come out of my coma.
Who's got the... Oh, the beer open. So, today, we're gonna take a,
It's hot down here.
It is hot down here.
Yeah, can you turn off that heater there?
Yes,
thanks. Okay. So we're gonna take a look at Wanted. This was by, Top Cow. A little,
Top Cow?
That's the, publisher. It's like
May I take a look?
You may. Wanted is, by Mark Miller, the guy who wrote, Ultimate Fantastic Four, many other good, mainstream titles.
Is he picking his nose?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, very vulgar comic. It's basically about a guy who looks incredibly like Eminem, finding out that his father was the world's greatest supervillain, and he inherits his title, and he goes from like a Joe Schlub working at a dead-end job with a girlfriend who's cheating on him into becoming like the baddest motherfucker basically in the universe.
Kind of like how Harry Osborn became the Green Goblin.
Well, kind of, but a total over, like, you know, overhaul of his lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, is that supposed to be the Riddler?
Well, there's a lot of, like, analogies to popular...
Basically, in this, there's all the superheroes have been defeated.
Yeah.
And nobody thinks that superheroes, or supervillains for that matter, exist. But in fact, all the supervillains have teamed up in the, what, the 80s or 90s. They destroyed all the superheroes.
Can you hear?
Oh, I see this.
And now the super villains rule the world unbeknownst to everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of like a secret cartel, you know? Like,
they control everything on the planet.
Like Skull and Bones.
Yeah, but
what's that?
Oh, nobody has any idea they exist at all.
Like the...
they've been brainwashed to think that they don't exist.
I can't think of the name of it, the other group. Like the Masons or the Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad was a Mason. Let's not go there.
Well, it's okay. I know my cousin's...
But I'm in line to inherit, too, so watch out.
Yeah, man. You should do it.
You're first on my shit list.
Shit list? I'm giving them props. I'm giving them props.
Let's focus on Wanted, you simple-minded motherfuckers.
Okay.
Fuckwit.
Yeah, so
it looks good. I'm liking what I see so far.
It's uber violent.
Yeah, very. It's like a, you know, it's like an intense movie.
Tell me about this main character. Does he have?
Like I said,
he
was
children.
Okay, no, he was like a, you know, what was he, about 25?
Young kid working at a dead end job.
Look,
he totally takes everything.
There's nothing going on for the. You're saying it's like uber violent, but
this is the end of it.
For the beginning of it, it's just a bunch of people bullshitting.
Well, you know, this is a 6-issue miniseries.
There's
you
a lot
think
of wrap up here, but
you need to think of it as a whole.
I like the art.
I need to think of it as it's shit.
I like the art.
Wow. Okay.
I like the art.
Yeah.
This is. Nothing's really happening here.
You know,
a lot's happening,
no
Schooly. Open your fucking mind
look
and allow
this.
It to happen, man.
Look at this. There's nothing.
Oh, wait a second.
Titties.
Yeah, Cappy's
nice.
Eyes are diverted to the naked titties.
They're them tats.
Well, that's nice.
They're not great.
This is more like a concept comic than a plot-driven comic.
Concept?
Though
the
plot,
fuck out.
Though
hold
the
on.
Plot is
wait,
very
can I,
intense.
Can I read an excerpt from...
If you must.
I must.
Go for it, Cappy.
You took shit from everyone you ever met. Took the first shitty job that ever came along.
Mm, yeah.
Moved in with the first pimple-faced goth girl that ever let you fuck her.
Ooh.
Wait.
Your life was in a mess. An absolute fucking mess.
Is this a Schooly G biotic?
At all for one very simple reason.
I think this is Cappy's corner. He's reading his email to himself.
he's reading a blog entry.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the profanity.
Yeah. Come on. But nothing's going on.
There's a naked bitch right there.
Fuck me.
Teddy bear.
Yeah, but again, you're right. There's a naked bitch. She's just laying there.
Okay,
there's nothing going on.
But this is kind of wrap up, man. Okay, dude.
Okay, well,
okay,
it's about 20 pages of wrap-up.
Fuck
okay,
you. It's the
dude,
final chapter of a six-chapter
novel. This is his
dad,
and his dad wants him to shoot him.
Why does he look like Eminem?
To create
dude,
reader
he
recognition.
He fucking shoots his dad.
Oh, no. That's never been done before in a book or a movie.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, what the fuck? Look at look at this. It's like 80 pages of nothing going on.
Ah, your mom is useless, man. That's fucked up.
Oh, Eminem's angry at the end. Well, oh, it's like an Eminem rap. It starts where it begins and nothing happens.
Is this a color in? Is this like a film? Like,
well, it's like, hey, man.
Oh, it could be you.
All right, I'll tell you what, Schooly.
This is stupid.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, this is the equivalent of like a comic book, and I know you hate categorizing anything. Like, I would put this in the same category as Fight Club. Umbrella Man, would you agree?
I would agree.
That's perfect.
Why is this? Whether or not you liked Fight Club, you know, I can see why you wouldn't like it. I liked it.
Why is this big guy picking his nose crossed out?
He's kind of like Bizarro. He's like the retarded Down syndrome version of Superman.
Well, the Eminem guy basically is getting revenge on other villains who backstabbed them.
Is that one of them?
Yeah.
There's different factions. There's like five major groups, all and they get the world divided up. And some villains think that they should stop being so passive and stop ruling the world from behind, like kind of behind the curtains. And others, and they want to go forward and just
go to
other dimensions and kick ass.
I think Schooly G's heard enough. Let's hear some unbridled hating.
This is just ridiculously stupid.
Okay, unfortunately, it's a cool comic, but go ahead.
You think it's cool?
It's a great comic.
See, picking this as a comic, I thought he might actually like this.
Nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens.
Now, what if you were to look at the
guy dies.
Are you intrigued by the basic concept?
Oh man!
Snap!
But I mean, honestly,
are you intrigued by the concept at all? The villain.
See, I thought. Guess what?
Villains already rule the fucking planet.
Wow, that's deep, man.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, he likes
take that system.
Yeah,
you're a Moon Knight fan.
Look at this. I like Moon Knight because it's a superhero comic, not some guy trying to go on an extended 6-issue jag off on why he doesn't like his daddy. I mean, this
is
ridiculous.
You might have a point there, but it was a good comic nonetheless. I mean, why can't you take that as a premise and turn it into something worth reading?
Why is your glass always half empty?
I've turned
that bitch upside down.
That's a good idea, but it just doesn't.
In this season of hope,
look at this
and goodness at Christmas time. Could you just like something?
But like nothing's happening. Like there's absolutely nothing going on in this comic book from beginning to end.
We're gonna rename the show Schooly G's Comic Book Haters because you do
this.
The hating most of the time.
Well, that's absolutely true. But
that's all right.
But,
fair enough.
But that's the whole point. I mean,
Schooly G, could you learn to love Wanted?
No, never.
No, that was my
Here's
final
a homework
straw.
Assignment. I think we should give him the other issues so he can go and read it and then make a final.
No, you give me the other issues, I'm going to wipe my ass with them.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I don't want that. Yeah, no, I don't want that.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
I would not wipe my ass with this.
I'm frantically searching the pages here to find something to happen other than.
Yeah, you've been through it 30 times.
Nothing happened.
Okay, Schooly G. Well, hold on a second. Let's save your vote for last. Umbrella Man, what are you giving Wanted?
Well, you know, I really like the comic a lot, having read all of them, so
right.
I'm not just judging on the one. He's only seen the one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow. High praise. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Jeez.
It was a pretty damn good comic. Again, the whole series. Yeah. I don't know if I would say go buy issue 6 and enjoy it, but, I mean, you'd have
six
better chance getting the collection now anyway.
Now, on the grounds that I've never read it, I'm just listening to what it's about, looking at the art, seeing the naked chick and the fact that the guy picking his nose on the cover.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 6.138.
Not bad. Schooly, okay, the ball's in your court.
He's seething
over there.
That was one of the shittiest comics that we've read so far.
He's huffing and puffing.
He's in a furor.
It was one of the shittiest comics. It was worse than Golden Plates.
That's
I don't know.
Wow.
Harsh.
Come on. Bullshit.
At least
sacrilege.
Point, guess what? At least in Golden Plates, something fucking happened.
We didn't even read any of it.
I looked through them.
What
saw
happened
all
in Golden
Plates?
Yeah,
I think Jesus came back at the end.
And you
he
know
did?
What?
I didn't get to the
I'll
end. Thanks
what,
for spoiling.
I'll tell you what happened in Golden Plates, man. Jesus came back and he's pissed at Schooly for his comment.
Listen,
oh, yeah.
I will stand behind my fuck Jesus comment.
Schooly, for God's sake, just rank Wanted.
One. I mean, can I go negative? Can I go zero?
You can.
This is zero. It was boring. God.
All right, well, there you have it. I gave it 8.5, Umbrella Man.
F Schooley.
Holy shit.
That? 6.1 that's the second time.
No, it's the third,
that's
time.
Third time. Third time.
Schooley, who are you giving the FU to?
Anybody that reads that shit. Come on, get spend your money elsewhere.
Okay.
Go to Applebee's. I don't know.
What?
The kind of people that read that would enjoy Applebee's.
No, I take offense at that.
Why?
Because I hate Applebee's.
Fuck it all bad. I mean.
Fuck Applebee's.
Cappy going with fuck Applebee's? I'm gonna second that sentiment. There's, fuck Applebee's. Don't go there.
If I was going to go to a chain, it would be Chili's, probably, out of all the chain ones.
Applebee's has good soup.
No way. I would
fuck Applebee's, man. I guess Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's.
You know? Yeah, why not?
Well, we have a friend at work at Chili's who's into comedy.
No way, man. Taco Bell.
That's not in the same category.
Yeah, we're talking about
the ones that serve beer.
Oh.
Family, like, sit-down restaurants.
Yeah. Okay, well, regardless, I'm going to say fuck Applebee's.
I said it first.
I'm not going to say fuck Applebee's. I'm saying
you won, Cappy. Schooley, who are you giving the FU to?
I already said fuck
anybody who reads this.
Yeah. Okay, and you went with fuck Schooley to start us off.
Sorry.
I just wanted to make sure everything was nice and
happy.
Nothing personal.
Happy fucking holidays.
Happy fucking holidays.
Fuck everybody.
Fuck the baby Jesus.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We're gonna do a little impromptu freestyle hating.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, you guys are gonna help me out with some topics.
We're gonna help you out, the Umbrella Man, by hitting with some topics.
So, Schooley G, I want you to kick it off. What's the first topic I'm gonna talk about? What I'm gonna hate on?
Alan Moore.
Okay, that's a tough one because I like Alan Moore, but you know what I'm gonna hate on this? I'm gonna hate on the fact that Schooley is really, really obsessed with the fact that Slufus and I like Alan Moore. Now, I've only read a few Alan Moore comics compared to Slufus over here, and I hate the fact that I haven't read it as many yet. Slufus.
Now, you seem to be skirting the issue here.
Yeah, man,
I mean, I love Alan Moore, but you're not really hating on Alan Moore.
Hold on a second. Wait, can I interrupt? This is his hate, not yours.
I know.
Cappy's got a good point.
He does, but, I mean, people want, you know, we promise Umbrella Man's gonna hate. He's gotta hate.
Slufus isn't gonna hate on him either because they're both.
Okay, I got something. I got something to hate.
All the time.
I got something.
If I had to.
I got something to hate on.
How much does this motherfucker hate?
I got something to hate on him. All right. Okay,
like, hit it.
This guy can make, you know, he puts out great comics, and the publishing companies that he always deals with manage to dick him over.
Okay.
And the guy, and I gotta give him integrity. But the guy just walks away from a veritable gold mine of money.
True, yeah.
And oh, you could say that's integrity, but on the other hand, man, I'd kill to be making that kind of money. So I'll say F. Alan Moore because that's money I could be having.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, can I give you a topic?
Go ahead.
Umbrella Man, I would really
it's gotta
like,
be comics.
I would really like to hear you hating on The Flash.
God damn it!
Well, that's pretty easy. I mean, like, I haven't read a lot of Flash. I haven't read a lot of Flash comics.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, he is a bit of an annoying asshole in the Justice League cartoons.
Okay.
You know, he's always the funny guy. He's always got to have the funny line. You know, and
yeah.
So he runs fast. What the fuck? You know, he's got to be a smartass too. I mean, like, fuck the Flash.
Oh wow.
Okay. That's all I got to say on that.
I'm gonna give you a little controversy here.
Go ahead, Cat.
Okay.
Black Green Lantern.
Ooh.
Oh. Careful, don't hate too hard.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, there are lots of aliens of all sorts of races, be they black or...
Hey!
Hey! I mean... I don't know enough about...
Schooley, you crossed the line.
Schooley.
I don't think I know enough about
that's
Green
umbrella
Lantern.
Umbrella
I don't
man,
think I know
whatever.
Enough about Green Lantern in general to hate on him. I can't hate him because he's black.
You
I mean...
No, let...
You know, I can't hate on him because he's black. I mean...
Well, hate on him for something.
Yeah, we didn't. What the fuck, man? Nobody said hate on him because he's black. That's such a racist fucking attitude.
That's
we said hate on Black Green Lantern.
Well, you said hate on him, but you. Oh, we didn't. He's Black Green Lantern.
Well, do you? If we said hate on John Stewart, would you know what we're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I would. Okay.
Well, that's a stereotype about how dumb you are. Nothing about. Black
hey, who's
Green
hating
Lantern.
Here? Me?
You're not hating.
Yeah, you're not hating.
I hated.
Come on, hate. Oh, boy.
All right, back around. Go ahead,
next topic.
One. Give another one.
Another one?
Yeah, come on,
oh,
fucking
keep
cool.
The hate coming. You're just trying too hard to stun me. You know, give me something I can actually hate on.
I can't think. I'm listening.
Oh, wait. I got a topic.
Okay.
Schooly.
Oh, my God.
No.
Let's hear it, man.
Now, I personally got nothing against Schooly.
Oh,
it,
I don't know about
says
that.
But when push comes to shove, he
picked Schooly as the next topic to hate on.
But,
I know.
But when push comes to shove, this guy hates more than all of our hating combined.
True.
That's my role in this.
That's
and
true.
Not that
that's
there's anything wrong with liking Moon Knight.
That's his part.
Or G.I. Joe. Or, you know.
That's about all he likes.
Well, he seemed to have a little thing for Namor. But sometimes he gets a little too far. I think he hates for the purpose of hating. I know he doesn't like comic books. But every time we have you notice how every time we have a show, he turns out another comic that he's read that he actually likes.
A little surprised about that. Yeah, he seems to be liking more and more.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, it's almost like I don't know nothing about comics, but I do know this.
I guess.
What's wrong with that?
Hate on this. The Riddler.
Yeah, what the fuck? What's up? Riddle me this.
Nice segue, Cappy.
This will be 2 minutes.
No, that's something that I can hate on him.
Quiet, this is history.
Oh, what?
The Riddler.
Yeah, it's history. But, riddle me this, jackass.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, that's a superpower. Like, I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
true. It's not a superpower.
He's just like a bit of a smartass. I mean, in that case, you could be a supervillain, Sloopus.
He's a toned-down version of the Joker.
Yeah. I mean, he's really just... He's not psychotic. He's just...
Okay.
Slightly witty.
No, I'll give you that, but let me, in a similar vein...
And a shitty costume.
Let me throw this one out at you.
Yeah.
A character I've always found it easy to hate on, the Penguin. Now, Umbrella Man, are you a Penguin fan?
Not particularly.
No.
No, I mean, they made him kind of cool in the Tim Burton Batman movie.
No, he didn't.
I disagree.
They made him at least fucking kind of like... Nasty,
I gotta
go
on record to say Penguin is the worst villain in the history of villains.
He's a bad villain.
Yeah.
I agree. I hate him.
Well,
he's worse than Mr. Mixelplick, right?
Oh, Mixelplick's good. Come on.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
You guys are
the Penguin.
F the Penguin.
All right. Anything else I should hate on here, gentlemen?
Cappy, would you agree that Umbrella Man here really did his fair share of hating?
No.
F Cappy, how about that?
Good night, everybody.
Thanks once again for listening to the Comic Book Haters. Be sure to check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com for all sorts of bonus material. See you next time.